It so happens that the global financial crisis stuck at a moment of transition. We have one president who is on his way out in a few months. We have two men who are competing to replace him, and they are attempting to work together. We're told by the White House today that President Bush spoke with both Senator John McCain and Senator Barack Obama, and the calls were, quote, very constructive. We know that both presidential candidates are urging Congress to keep working on a financial fix that can pass, and both men offered suggestions to improve that package, similar suggestions, in fact. Each says he wants to provide more government insurance for ordinary bank deposits. If you put your money in the bank right now, it's insured up to $100,000. If the bank fails, you get up to $100,000 back. Obama and McCain say they want to raise that limit now and insure up to $250,000 as a move to boost confidence in the financial system. This could also provide a sweetener needed to win more congressional votes for the rescue. We have reports now on both candidates, beginning with Senator McCain. NPR's Scott Horsley is traveling with the senator in Iowa and sent this report.
John McCain is calling on Congress to go back to work immediately on a rescue plan that can pass the House. He says a solution to the credit crisis is vitally important to families and small businesses.
Now is not the time to fix the blame. It's time to fix the problem.
But in almost the same breath, McCain tried to blame Democrats for the rescue's failure. His advisors and other Republicans singled out House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for attacking President Bush and what she called right-wing ideology shortly before the House vote. McCain also named his Democratic rival, Barack Obama.
Our leaders are expected to leave partisanship at the door and come to the table to solve our problems. Senator Obama and his allies in Congress infused unnecessary partisanship into the process.
Democrats, on the other hand, say it was McCain who politicized the rescue negotiations when he left the campaign trail for Washington last week, bringing the Klieg lights of presidential politics along with him. McCain says he was trying to make sure House Republicans were included in the talks. More than two-thirds of those Republicans ended up voting against the plan, but McCain's aides say the no vote would have been even more lopsided without his intervention. Shortly before the vote, McCain was taking credit for his work on the rescue plan at a campaign rally in Ohio.
You know, remarkably, some people have criticized my decision to put my country first, but I'll never be a president who sits on the sidelines when this country faces a crisis. I'll never do that.
The rally in Bexley, Ohio, was McCain's first large-scale campaign event in a week. He was joined by running mate Sarah Palin. She praised McCain for his performance in the first presidential debate last Friday and said now it's her turn.
And I do look forward to Thursday night and debating Senator Joe Biden. We're going to talk about those new ideas, new energy for America. I'm looking forward to meeting him, too. I've never met him before, but I've been hearing about his Senate speeches since I was in, like, second grade.
Palin has been widely criticized and parodied after a rambling interview with Katie Couric of CBS News last week, but McCain insists she'll be a strong partner in Washington. The two appeared together in a follow-up interview on CBS News last night. While Palin is prepping for Thursday's debate, McCain had been scheduled to return to Washington for what was supposed to be a Senate vote on the rescue plan. McCain is still urging lawmakers to go back to the drawing board during what he calls an hour of crisis for our nation's economy.
I believe that the challenges facing our economy could have a grave impact on every American worker, small business owner, and family if our leaders fail to act.
McCain said those leaders should put aside short-term political goals, not easily done, 35 days before a presidential election. Scott Horsley, NPR News, West Des Moines, Iowa.